Don't worry, I'm not gonna hurt you.
Hello, and welcome to another edition of Kinky and the Geek.
We live!
Yes, we've noticed more likes and...
I was going to mention that. I was going to say, You know, the reason we're doing this is because we've seen a lot more traffic on Facebook. So, it's like little drips and drabs. It's like, we got a like here, and then a couple of days later, someone else liked it.
Well, I guess we need to keep doing this then.
So here we are. Yes, we are in a car.
Again.
I know we tend to... This is our kick... We're heading out, and we're going to be in the car for a little bit, so kick ourselves in the butt and finally get back on podcasting.
Because we are headed to SantaCon.
Yay!
Remember last year? Well, those of you that were listening then, or listened back, SantaCon.
It's a national thing. This one's put on by a group of burners, like the Dirty Atlanta Burners or Dirty Burners Atlanta or
something like that.
Yeah, they have a Facebook group and go. Yeah, because see, part of me doesn't like talking about SantaCon in public because it is a national thing, and there are a few of them that say go type SantaCon into Google and hit video. You'll find a lot of bros doing bro things.
True.
It's a lot of drunken jackasses getting into fights and just basically doing everything that because you go to the Atlanta SantaCon's website, we didn't get any candy canes.
We didn't use them last year really much.
Yeah, that's true. But you're supposed to, It's a bar crawl, crawl, whatever you want to call it. They do have charities attached to it. In fact, they are the main charity is Draw Change, and I looked it up, and it basically helps underprivileged children in Atlanta, and they're taking cash donations for them. And then the charity they had last year, which was Lost and Found Youth, which is a shelter for homeless trans teens, if I believe that's right.
Or at least LGBT.
May not just be trans, it may just be the...
kids who need help because a family has tossed them out for some reason. Or,
you know, basically... usually due to their sexual orientation or choice of gender. So they're doing a canned food. They're also taking donations for canned foods.
So,
and that's always kind of nice because usually that's also what the entry fee and ticket Twisted Toyland?
Yeah,
Twisted Toyland at the Jungle, which we didn't go to this year. Just didn't feel like going this year.
Didn't really feel like going.
No toys out there. We're really interested. I think we're kind of good for right now.
Yeah, we're good for now.
We need to
play with what we've got.
Yeah, this is true.
We're bad children.
No more. Although, on the front, we've actually been having a little bit more sex.
No bet.
But we'll get back to that after we talk about SantaCon.
Yeah.
Now, this podcast is going to be in two parts because we're going to... Oh, fuck.
Traffic.
It's going to be in two parts. We are doing...
SantaCon
SantaCon tonight. And we may or may not record after we get home. While on the way home.
Depending on how drunk I am or...
Yeah, the more drunk she is, the more likely we will be doing an after part. But then tomorrow, because as we record this, today is December 19th.
Yep.
And as of yesterday, a little indie film...
probably nobody's heard of it.
Yeah, this thing called Star Wars, with the fourth. It's like the seventh film.
You know how it gets.
Yeah.
You get to these later ones, and you just never know.
We're doing doing Star Wars tomorrow.
Yep.
We've already got tickets. And I gotta say, this is kind of funny. Because when they announced the ticket sales for said showings, everybody on Facebook was bitching because everyone jumped on Fandango at once.
Yep.
And tried to order tickets for, I guess, the earliest shows they could.
Yeah, everybody wanted to go opening night.
Oh, and we had pretty much, I think at that point, had basically said, you know what?
Yeah.
We'll wait till the weekend after. You know, especially after they were talking about how, oh, everything's sold out, and blah, 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 blah. And it's like, well, then, what was it? I just kind of got a wild hair or something. I just decided to go and check. And the closest movies to us is Movie Studio Grill.
Uh-huh. I love that studio.
Yeah, it's one of those. If those who don't have them, you may have something like them. They're basically the type of theater where you get dinner. You can get a full meal.
Right.
It's basically Applebee's and AMC had wild drunken sex one night, and poof, these came out. There's also...
It's actually a very pretty baby.
Yeah. there's also... what is it?
Movie Tavern.
And I know the Alamo Draft House in Austin and around.
Yeah.
They do it. And I think there's some AMCs that do it. But generally, it's kind of like where you can get dinner and a movie in one fell swoop. Well, that's the closest one. And even if we don't have dinner there, it's going. Because it's also the cheapest in the area.
Yeah, it's one of the cheapest
ones. What was it? You can get non-matinee prices at $9 for a movie.
Yeah.
For 2D.
So...
And so,
where we like to go.
Yeah, so we like to go. It's 10 minutes from the house. Something like that. I go on, and it's like, we've got a movie thing. We normally do when we go to a movie. We usually pick a Sunday afternoon showing of some sort.
Yeah.
The only time this has backfired on us was Jurassic Park.
Yeah.
The newest Jurassic Park movie. Because that fucker, we went there at what we would normally pick around the time. And there were, a handful of seats throughout the theater?
Yeah, and we would have had...
None together. Yeah, we had to sit apart. And she didn't want to do that. And the next one, I think the next showing, the only seats left were the first three rows.
Something like that, yeah. It was just like, yeah.
And you don't sit in the very first rows for something like a Jurassic Park.
No, you definitely don't.
So I picked, I was like, oh, 420. For the 2D showing of Star Wars Force Awakens. I click on it just to see. There's not a damn seat picked. Because it's got assigned seating. There's not a seat
sold yet.
Picked. Not a single one had choice of the entire theater.
For Sunday opening weekend.
Yeah, Sunday opening weekend. Got our seats, boom. I mean, it's my thing. I know I wasn't going to go the night it opened. I wasn't going to go to a Thursday night show.
We've done the opening night that one time. We went and saw
Cloverfield
opening night. And
filled with a bunch of teenagers.
Teenagers that weren't there for the movie.
They were there because they were at the mall and had time to kill.
So they were just sitting there gabbing through the entire thing. It was like, we're there for the movie. They're there to talk. No. But that's... Then we got our Sunday afternoon.
Yeah, we got our Sunday because I found if you're gonna go to the movie theater, you don't want it to be the crowd like we described in Cloverfield. But two, you don't want an empty theater.
No.
I mean, if I'm gonna sit in an empty theater, I'll wait for the DVD, Blu-ray, Netflix, watch it at home.
Right.
All right. I've got a nice TV. It's got a nice sound system coming out of it. You know,
yeah.
I'm not that worried about it. I mean, I'd rather have... I want a theater reaction if I'm going to go to the theater.
Right. I'm there to immerse myself.
Right.
And
we
it's not as much fun if you're not immersing yourself with other people.
Right. And that's why I like... We like the Sunday afternoon showing. Because, A, all the real hardcore people... have already seen it.
Right.
You don't have the teenage crowd there. You have it's a nice size crowd, if not sold out. Sometimes it's been close to. I think when we went to go see Ted 2.
Yeah, it was close, but it was comfortable.
But everybody's there to watch the movie.
Exactly.
So we'll have a report after that. You'll get that later on in this podcast.
Yeah. Although, if you want to speak on movies, we'll talk about what we got last night.
Oh! Okay, we have a new obsession.
I am addicted to Achievement Hunter / Rooster Teeth.
I was going
to
say, the Rooster Teeth family.
Rooster Teeth family, might as well. Yeah, because there's the no in there as well.
All right, so, and let's play. There's Rooster Teeth. Rooster Teeth is known mostly for being the people who did Red versus Blue, which is an animated series using the Halo, with the Halo capture. They're basically they're voicing it.
Machinima,
Machinima. It's a nice little empire. They have some offshoot channels from Rooster Teeth. There's Rooster Teeth. There's Achievement Hunter, which is the team of guys, basically their Let's Play videos. And then they have the Let's Play channel, which is several different of them putting up videos, because there's also now Funhouse, which is a group out of L.A. There's Screw Attack, which is their newest group that joined in on them. And then they also have the No channel, which is their video game news channel. Mm-hmm. They have several podcasts. You have the Rooster Teeth podcast. You have the Patch, which is the video game news. They talk about video games on that.
Sports Ball,
which is their sports channel,
which is actually really good. Even if you're not really into sports, it's
kind
funny.
Of fun. They got some good hosts, and then now Achievement Hunter has their own podcast
called Off Topic.
Thank you. Well, it seemed a while back they decided to do a movie, and they crowdfunded it through Indiegogo, and it's been done, and they are having showings. January, what, the 27th and 28th around the country. They teamed up with Tug, which is, we've seen a version, I don't know if it was Tug, but these are basically, create your own showings.
Yeah, because they are going to have theatrical releases, but they're only going to be in some of, like, the bigger cities. And there were a lot of people that were like, well, we want to see it where we are, too. So they teamed up with Tug, and through Tug, we're able to set up, you know, limited showings.
Right, because, they're going to put it in a couple of New York City's theaters. They're going to have it in L.A. Of course, they're going to have it, because they're based out of Austin. It's going to be,
they're going to have some in Austin.
Or at least one in Austin. But there are smaller cities that would like to also see.
And some international cities.
Yeah, they're working on that. We've been watching a podcast about that, yeah. You'll probably see pictures of us in a different gear.
Yeah.
It's become, we don't watch as much television. We watch our normal shows, and then we usually put on YouTube.
Yeah.
And watch Achievement Hunter, that whole group, and then there's the Philip DeFranco network.
Right. SourceFed and all that.
Right. So we've got tickets for that. That's going to be, like I said, January the 27th to 28th.
The fun of that was, when I first heard they were going to be doing the showings, I went and checked, and I was like, oh, look, they're having one at our studio movie grill. There are 18 tickets. And neither one of us grabbed them. We were just like, oh, that's great. Look at all the time there is left. There's 18 tickets left. Da-da-da-da-da. I go back to check the next day. Sold out.
In fact, all of the ones around Atlanta, there were three at the time around Atlanta, all sold out.
I think
the closest city we could get tickets to in the Southeast was going to be, the next one would have been either
Savannah,
Birmingham, Chattanooga. Chattanooga is showing.
Yeah, so it was like, fuck. We missed our opportunity. Well, then I heard, I can't remember where it was I heard, but somebody said something about check back Thursday and Friday of this week.
It may come from the podcast, because we didn't watch the Rooster Teeth podcast, talked about this when we were watching it today on Saturday, but that podcast comes out on Tuesdays. Monday is for sponsors of Rooster Teeth, and they did talk about that.
I think I may have seen it from somebody's post on Tumblr. you know, because
they may have got it from
Yeah, but I'm just saying where I heard it.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. The word got out because one of the guys that was on the podcast, which is the CEO of Rooster Teeth, mm-hmm. was talking about how some showings started in like 150-seat theaters and got pushed up to 300-seat theaters.
So they said, check back. So I checked back to Thursday. And Thursday there were like two or three additional showings. Only one of them even really close to us. But it still would have been a little bit of a drive and not really an area I usually go up into. It's like, well, nobody's buying tickets there. There's still 54 left. We'll think about it. Then I go back and I'm keeping an eye on it just in case they start selling, you know. And just, as you had said, got a wild hair and went, let me just go check the Studio Girl showing. I'm just curious. Maybe they added a second one. Yeah. They added about another 100 tickets. When I checked, there were 23 tickets left. I was like, there are 23 tickets left. I snagged us two. I checked again this morning, and there were like 18 left.
Right. Yeah, it's one of those things where you set up a showing, and you get the showing depending on if you meet a threshold of ticket sales. You don't have to sell out.
Yeah.
But you do have to. I bet you it's about 2/3 of the seats.
Probably something like that. You have to sell a certain number.
We've seen this. There was a show. Someone did a showing of
Labyrinth,
and yeah, we went to that. In fact, we did a Way Homer on it.
Yeah,
I think that may have been one of our first Way Homers. Was the Labyrinth Way Homer?
May have been. Yeah.
Sorry, David Bowie and his codpiece.
Which brings us back to Star Wars. But, you know, some guys have Princess Leia in her slave bikini. Some of us have David Bowie in his codpiece.
Yeah.
And some of us had double awakenings. But, you know. Anyway. So, yeah, we're going to go see Laser Team come January. And, you know.
If you get a chance, check it out.
Definitely.
Yeah, check out the, not that they really need the boost. But yeah, it's a fun thing. If you like video games, the nice thing is unlike a lot of people that do like Let's Play videos, these guys are not there to show off their skills.
No, they're not.
They're not good at video, as they say, because they're not there to because they're good at video games. They're good. They're entertaining. The Achievement Hunter guys are basically six of your dumbass friends playing video games and cussing at each other.
And it's a lot of fun.
So yeah, that's gonna be I was gonna say something else and now I can't remember. Oh, we should talk weight loss.
Oh yes.
Because I think one of the last things we talked about on the podcast was talking about starting up yoga and diet.
Yeah.
And Lord have mercy.
It's working.
Yeah. Although, while we've been sick, both of us have been kind of
This week has been off because we've both been sick. And when you can't breathe all that well,
kind of hard to do yoga.
Yeah. We're getting better. Definitely not as stuffy today. I don't know if I sound a little stuffy because I still am a little, but definitely better today.
To catch everyone up, we had started a diet about 2 years ago. I fell off the wagon hard.
Oh, we both.
About March.
We both kept falling off.
So we started back in June. June 1st, exactly. Well, the week before it became June 1st, because June 1st was on a Sunday this year.
Right.
I think we were sitting around, but then again, well, we started DDP yoga. And getting back on, we started that the week before, and started back up on the 4-hour diet after that. And I know that basically, I was about to repeat myself. We've already talked about this on a cast. That's why I snubbed myself short. Well, thanks to this, thanks to the combination this time.
Yeah.
As of weighing myself today, I am 54 pounds down. And at least 6 inches off my waist.
And as of weighing myself this morning, I am down 23 pounds and about three sizes.
Yeah. 6 inches is about three sizes. So we've both lost about that. Because I've gone from... That's mainly jeans. Because slacks seem to be a little bit different sizing, I've been noticing.
Yeah, I mean, I'm going by jeans as well. But that's what I wear mostly. That's what I wear the most,
yeah. Like, I'm wearing my leather kilt right now. And I've had to pull the belt so tight that it's starting to bunch. It's maybe one of the last times I get to wear my, you know, if I keep losing the way I am, this may be one of the last times I am able to wear this kilt.
I might be able to do something
We'll see.
We'll work on that.
But yeah, I've gone from, well, I was wearing, what, 56 jeans?
Mm-hmm.
Tight.
Mm-hmm.
They were getting tight in some to wear anything over 50, I have to wear a belt with. Are you going to see what kind of underwear I'm wearing? Yeah, and also in the kilts, you find out what's under a man's kilt the wrong way.
Yeah.
yeah, I've actually cut material off of my... I've got a web belt that I wear most of the time as belts. I've had to cut cut webbing off of it.
Yeah, and I started out, I had a couple pair of jeans that I bought them at the called Park Avenue, but it's a
secondhand store.
But, you know, really nice jeans, and I didn't try them on when I went and bought them. I just went by the size and went, oh, I can wear this. You know, got them home, try them on, and couldn't get them over my thighs. And I was like, well, crap. Because, you know, bought them secondhand, so I can't take them back.
Right.
So I'm kind of stuck with them. I put them aside at that time, and I'm thinking, you know, well, maybe I'll donate them back somewhere or something. Well, we started the diet and the yoga, and I went, you know what? I'm going to make these goal jeans. I'm going to see if in some way I can get into these two pair of jeans. So... 2 months ago or so, I got into the first pair.
Uh-huh.
You know, these really nice boot cut, they've got silver studs up the sides, I mean, really nice jeans. And I got into them. And I was like, I can wear them. And then I started having to put a belt on them. And I went, well, okay. So one night, I just decided, I'm going to try on the other pair. Yeah, I have to wear a belt with the other pair now. Mostly because of the way they're cut, it's to keep them from bagging open in the back and showing everybody what kind of underwear I'm wearing. But
yeah, I'm in a weird space right now to wear 3X shirts are loose on me,
mm-hmm.
But 2Xs aren't quite. I'm not comfortable.
But you get.
I'm getting there. I got a rant.
Okay.
I don't think I talked about this on the last podcast. Okay. Before we started the diet, back around last Halloween,
mm-hmm.
I purchased 3 shirts. Not all at once. 2 were at once. One was a green Carhartt button-up shirt that I wanted to turn into my, I was going to make it my Firefly captain.
Yeah.
Captain in the Firefly universe-esque outfit. Accidentally bought a 3X. So, and I normally, when it comes to button-up at that time, I had to wear at least a 4X, if not a 5, depending on where I got it from.
Right.
And since I bought a lot of my clothing at big and tall places, they're cut a little more generously because of the nature of who buys their clothing.
Right.
I decide I've been wanting Western shirts. The snap button shirts. For some reason, I just like them. Okay.
Yeah.
So I bought 2 4X. One a solid dark green Wrangler button-up snap button shirt, Western shirt. And a blue, white, and red plaid Western shirt that is the George Strait. It is the George Strait collection from Rustlers. No, Wranglers. Wrangler. So basically the same company, just a different style of shirt. Different company shirt. Okay. I need to make this quick because we're getting close to our destination.
Right.
Both shirts come in. I put the green one on. It buttons, but is extremely tight. I actually have to suck it in to even come close to buttoning it up. It's not going to fit. And this is a 4X. I go to put on the Wrangler, the Rustler, the George Strait one, plaid one. Won't even come close to closing. I've got about a 3-inch gap where they won't come together. Two shirts, totally from the same company, supposed to be the same size.
Not even close.
Not even close. And this is part of the, and I know the women out there are going, no, you're not afraid of women. Like, no, they do the same thing to men, too. There is no similarity. That's not the word I'm looking for, but there's no, what word am I looking for?
I had it a second ago in my head.
Right.
Then you start asking.
Yeah, nothing. There's no uniformity in sizes in clothing.
It just isn't. I don't care.
It doesn't matter. You can buy jeans from three different places, and they will fit three different ways.
Exactly.
Shirts, same way. I mean, I've got a 2X shirt that is the Contourage DragonCon shirt. It's a 2X shirt. Fits me perfectly.
Uh-huh.
I got a Keep Calm and Chive On Braves shirt.
And it's
the Atlanta, their Georgia uh-huh. shirt. It's tight. Now, we won't even get into what happened with the Loot Crate t-shirts.
Well, I think that was a...
That was a fuck-up. Whoever made those shirts did not know what the fuck they were doing.
Yeah.
Okay. So, now, fast forward to... The green one has now become one of my favorite shirts. Because not only can I wear it, but it fits. I mean, I can pull it away from my gut. There's room.
There's room, yeah.
And it is one of my favorite shirts. I think it looks great on me. Plaid one, now buttons, but is still tight in the gut area.
Yeah.
If I wanted to do the whole shirt as a jacket thing, where you just have a t-shirt, it would be fine.
Yeah.
Wearing it buttoned up, in a button-up shirt kind of way.
Not yet.
I still got about an inch or two left before it becomes... So, yeah, I mean, it's been interesting this time. Yeah, I hit 50 quicker than I have. I've been a lot better. Because, see, last time we did the diet, around this time, I basically said, fuck it, it's the holidays. I'm just going to not worry about keeping on diet. If, you know, because, you know, people bringing shit into work. You don't realize just how much crap they bring to work.
Uh-huh.
Until you're on a diet.
Yeah.
You know, I think we had one day near the beginning of the diet where they brought, like, we had cake, like, twice that week. One was, like, a birthday for the birthdays of the month, and the other one was because one of our managers got a promotion and they were having a congratulations, see you later.
Right.
Type party. And it's like, I was like, why the fuck can't we have, like, celebratory chicken wings or steak or beef jerky or something that I can eat? I mean, Christmas time's been really bad at work because they're doing little things to kind of push us, you know, forward and give us an incentive. And it's all stuff that I don't want to participate in because the prize is something to eat and it's not something I can eat. Like, we had pie day. Fuck.
Yeah.
Or the day before, they had a treasure hunt for they basically put these M's all over the store, and if you found, you know, while you were doing your job and you come across an M, they'd give you a theater box of M&Ms. It's like, motherfucker. So, yeah, that's been fun. The dodging that kind of shit, but I've been very good about it. Luckily, some of the stuff has happened on cheat day because I've been having to work Saturdays. This is one of the reasons why I haven't recorded is because of my work schedule. And by the time I get home now, I am so drained because I'm getting up at 5 in the morning now.
Yeah.
But, yeah, luckily some of it's been in working retail. I'm working weekends.
Yeah. Just happened to have this weekend off.
Yeah. Well, I asked off for tomorrow. Asked for tomorrow, but luckily they go. Yeah. We'll see. I mean, we'll see. Well, I don't know what that meant. Fuck that. Like I said, luckily some of the stuff they've done has happened on cheat days. I was very lucky Thanksgiving. Because they tend to cater for us on the day after on Black Friday. Mm-hmm. So we don't have to leave the store because we work in a shopping center and there's a Target.
Right.
There's also a Ross, but yeah, there's a Target. There used to be a Goodies we used to have on either side. So basically, so we don't have to go out into the traffic and try to get lunch or whatever. And it's a nice little try to get out, get back in the 45 minutes we're given for lunch. They were very nice and they catered in on the border.
Which there are things you can do there.
You're right. So I basically what it was it was a burritos and taco making. You know, they had the stuff to make. They had the tortilla shells for tacos and the flour tortilla wraps for burritos or whatever, and had meat, beans, and rice, and chicken. I think they had beef and chicken and shredded lettuce and all that kind of stuff. So all I did was just basically grab some lettuce, grab some cheese, grab some salsa, grab some ground beef. Bam, I had myself a little salad.
Exactly.
So, and, you know, it's kind of nice. I mean, I even got to participate in, they did a boxed lunch from Firehouse on a Friday, and it was like, can't eat it today. Went to work on Saturday. No, take that back. It was on a Saturday, but you had gone and got us varsity.
Yeah.
And I didn't want to stick around and have lunch there because my break, I'm getting off at the time the meal is getting there. I just wanted to go home and you got us varsity.
Yeah.
So we did that. So but I had to work that Sunday. Didn't want to eat what I brought, but there was still a sandwich in there. So basically, I just took the meat since Firehouse likes to put meat, a good bit of meat on their stuff. I grabbed the meat off that, ate the pickle, put the chips and the cookie in from the box set on the
table for
the whoever
table
that whoever wanted it, and had myself a nice little snack. It's doable, and I've been able to keep up with it, and the cheat days help. Because we can indulge.
Like we're headed to a pizza place right now.
Right, it's cheat day. We're going to have pizza and beer.
Yeah,
and we're exactly. doing, you know, part of the pub crawl. I still not really figured out what killed my mojo. But the nice thing is I'm in a situation to where, especially with the exercising, if something does happen, I'm burning a little more calories now. Plus, I'm burning a lot more calories now at work because basically my job is to throw boxes. So I have that going for me. I mean, now I've got a Fitbit now, and with as much as I've been wearing it, I've been seeing just how much crap how much I walk at work. I mean, I've hit 10,000 steps at work. I've been hitting it to where I'll hit 10,000 steps. And I have, you know, I have like 1,000 more to get before I have to hit 1,000. And that's just walking around the house. You know, you can do that walking around your house.
Right.
Yeah, so you get a little, you know, and my heart rate goes up, has been going up. I know it's been a fun, I mean, it's been a good thing. I'm going to pull in here, because we is here at our park, at our destination, Pan Park. And hopefully the next time you hear us, or you know what I'm saying, you're just going to be here. I'm going to be here. We're all going to be here, and you'll be hearing whatever comes next. And yep. We're going to park and go have some beer and some pizza and raffle with our friends and some friends.
So, talk to y'all.
Well, for you, it'll be instantaneous.
It's instantaneous, so yeah.
All right. Okay. It's opening weekend when this is coming out, so I don't want to say too much about it.
Yeah,
No spoilers.
Y'all need to see this for yourself.
I will say JJ got it right.
That magnificent bastard did it.
It is beautifully shot. It feels like it basically feels like the first three.
It does.
It's a very, again, very lived-in universe, very, you know, creature-oriented. The characters are very likable.
Yeah. So many questions.
Yeah, you can definitely tell, though, as they were saying, you know, as they talked about, they killed a lot of the EU.
Yeah, they did.
But you could tell they pulled a lot from the EU.
Yeah, there are things that I was going, oh, I know that one. Oh, they brought the, I think I was sitting there bouncing in my seat for more than half the movie. Just trying not to squeal. I don't think I actually accomplished that at some points. I think there was some squealing.
Yeah, well, you weren't disturbing anyone around us. But
well, yeah, because I wasn't the only one squealing.
Right, yeah. It was kind of interesting because there was a lot of ambient noise going on during the trailers.
Yeah.
Because Movie Studio Grill doesn't drop the lights until the show actually starts. Because I guess you've got people running back and forth.
Right.
But as soon as the lights went down and you knew the movie was getting ready to start, the crowd went quiet.
A long time ago in a galaxy far, far away, you could have heard a pin drop.
I was afraid that the group next to us was just going to keep talking. Because they didn't stop during the trailers at all.
Yeah.
Which kind of sucked because we were getting to see some trailers we hadn't been able to see on the big screen yet.
Yeah.
The Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles new one.
Yeah.
We haven't seen the first one. We're a little worried about it. I like the first trailer didn't draw me in. The first movie's trailer didn't draw me in.
Not
the second
really.
One has.
Yeah, the second one I'm just going, I remember this.
Yeah.
I remember this.
Getting to see the Civil War trailer on the big screen.
Oh, yeah.
But the thing is we had jackasses in front of us that kept standing up.
Yeah.
Everybody was talking. It was, you know, it's like, I want to see these. I know I can go home and watch it, but seeing it on the big screen,
It's different.
It's different, yeah.
And plus there were at least two trailers that I hadn't seen before. So it was my first time seeing them. The Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles one and
Batman Superman,
because I just hadn't watched it. Probably still not going to see the movie, but I hadn't seen the trailer, and I at least wanted to see the trailer.
Right, and so we're back to Star Wars. Yeah, the crowd, you can definitely tell the crowd was like, it was a nice mix of people.
Very full. I was glad to see that.
I don't think it was sold out, but it was very full.
Very full. Which was nice. It made the ambience in there while the movie was going
Applause at the end.
Oh, yeah.
Score, John Williams knocks it out of the park again. Seeing a lot of the old faces, the new faces are really good. Yeah. The baddies are nice baddies. Wish we could say more.
I do too.
But I don't want to spoil it for anyone.
No, because this is something you have to experience for yourself.
It took me back to when I was sitting in that Buford Highway Twin, which is now a porn theater, for the first time after months. See, here's a little thing. I didn't see Star Wars until February of 78. Just never got to go see it.
I think maybe I saw Jedi in the theater. I don't remember if my parents took me or not. I think they did. I mean, I was apparently there for Empire, but, you know, you can only see and hear so much in utero.
Right, yeah. But no, I didn't see Star Wars until 78. It was a second, I want to say it was a second run theater back then still, too. And the blown away.
Mm-hmm. I have to liken it to when they did the re-releases. And,
right.
And I went and got to see all three of them on the big screen for the first time. But this is better in some ways. Maybe because it's a new one. I don't know.
For me,
I liken it to that.
Right. Yeah. And I don't have... Oh, no. I'm hoping it's not... giddiness of seeing it, and it's clouding the vision, because that's kind of the way Phantom Menace started with me.
Yeah, I went through that too. Maybe I need a couple of days to digest it to be sure, but
I definitely want to go back and see.
Yeah, I want to see it again.
We are planning on going back and seeing it in 3D this time.
Yeah.
Yeah, I will definitely go and it is, as of now, I will say contender to the franchise. I think JJ, you can definitely tell this was a labor of love for JJ Abrams. And I can't wait to see how the story progresses. The way they set up the universe now.
Yeah.
Is really intriguing me. I wish we got to see more of the space between.
Yeah.
Between Jedi and Force Awakens. Hopefully they'll fill in the blank somewhere.
Well, I mean, there are books out there that are canon to this.
Right.
Disney has said, yes, this is. And probably need to go find them.
Yeah.
Which means I need to renew my library card.
Right. well, hopefully, yeah. And, we're pulling in to get some dinner, so we're going to cut this portion a little short, but this is a new episode of Kinky the Geek. Like always, you can find us, anywhere where there's social media, except for maybe LinkedIn and MySpace.
Yeah.
Well, you just look for Kinky and the Geek, and you shall find us there.
I have a MySpace. I was on it recently.
Why didn't you go back to MySpace?
Curiosity.
Okay, well, that's going to be for another podcast. anyway. But you're also one that said you found an old... No, that was someone else that said they found an old Angel Fire website somewhere.
anyway.
Yeah. But yeah, again, Facebook, Kinky the Geek. Pet Life, Friends of Kinky and the Geek.
Twitter,
Kinky and the Geek. Gmail.
Yeah.
It's kinkyandthegeek@gmail.com.
We'd love to hear from y'all.
Yep. Rate us on iTunes. Send us nude pics.
Yeah. We won't share them anywhere. You don't want us to.
Yeah. We'll just beat off to them.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
So, again, until later, be good.
Be good at it.
Bye.
Bye.